in the hopes that you will get nourishment for your bhakti. May no one of you leave this hall disappointed. May all of you get what you have come for. Please listen to the amazing bhakti of the main kirtan leader in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. By seeing his example and understanding what moved his heart, you will also learn how to become rich in bhakti. There was one day, a day of 21 hours, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in the house of Srivast Thakur and totally removed the curtain of Yoga Maya. When that covering curtain is gone, the living entity can see God. So Mahaprabhu sat on the throne and showed how from his own body the different forms of Krishna emanated. There was Rama, there was Narsimhadev, and there was Tribhanga Syam Sundar Krishna manifesting in that assembly of the devotees. And during that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called forward different devotees and gave them gifts. One devotee said, "My father doesn't like that I come to these kirtans. Please, my Lord, make my father favorable." Mahaprabhu said, "Tadastu, may that be." To other devotees, he showed how he had made arrangements even before he had appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, arrangements in which he helped them. To Gangadas, he said, "O Gangadas, do you remember when the Muslim soldiers chased you and your family?" "Yes," said Gangadas. "Do you remember when you arrived at the Ganga, your beautiful wife next to you?" "Yes," said Gangadas, "I remember." "Do you remember the fear in the heart which you had that the soldiers would come, see your beautiful wife and ravish her in the presence of the family?" "Yes," said Gangadas. "There was no boatman. Left and right, the banks of the Ganga were empty." "Yes, I know." "And we decided," said Gangadas, "when they come, we will all jump with the children and the wife in the Ganga to take our life. We can't tolerate how they will do their cruelty to my wife." "Yes," said Gangadas. "And do you remember that boatman who came all of a sudden out of the fog and took your whole family across and saved you?" "That boatman, Gangadas, was me who saved you." Gangadas broke down crying. So many devotees came forward. Many devotees received their revelation of the Lord, except for one person, Mukunda. Mukunda sat outside, separated from this beautiful scene by just a wall, but Mukunda had no power to come before the Lord because the Lord would not see him. As the night progressed, Srivast Thakur seeing the tears and the weeping of Mukunda, couldn't tolerate it any longer. He came to the Lord and he said, "My Lord, Mukunda is our prana. He sings the kirtans. He is our life force. What offense has he done so that you reject him?" And the Lord of mercy, who had forgiven even Jagai and Madai, thundered with a thunderous voice, "I will never see the straw stick man." Now I know that there are many bad words for someone in the Australian language. Words which make you face when a fade, when you even hear the shadow of this a bad word. But the Australians do not yet know what a straw stick man is. A straw stick man is someone who appears very humble when he comes before you. But in your back, he blasphemes you and spreads bad news about you. Rumors. In the modern times of the internet, in the old times of palm leaves, he approaches you with a straw. But when he turns his back to you, he takes out the stick and lashes you over the back. This is a straw stick man, a dishonest person who makes an appearance with one face. Very pious, very good, very nice. But then when he is gone, he behaves like Lucifer, like the devil. When Mukunda comes here, said Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he says, "I'm one of you, I sing these songs." But when he leaves our Sangha, he turns against us and he says, "The Lord has no personal form of bhakti, it's just some sentiment." My dear devotees, the Lord does not like pretense. If you are fallen and you have some problem, and nowadays we say your personal issues, that is not a problem. The Lord accepts even the most fallen, because one of his name is Patipavan, the savior of the most fallen. The Lord never leaves the side of even a fallen devotee, but he does not like a pretender who's dishonest and a pretender, a cheater. We talked about this business, you know, hiding our stuff in the cellar and then our shadows which we try to suppress come one day out in the public face. So yes, we talked about this. Who was Mukunda? To give you a little background, there was no better devotee than Mukunda. The first time Gauranga Mahaprabhu met Mukunda was at a very special event. Lord Chaitanya had not yet revealed his godhood. That happened in the night about which we are discussing now. He hid his godhood. He was just known as Nimai Pandit, the scholar of Navadvipa. At that time, Vaishnavism was somewhat subdued. So Mukunda had come with a group of Bangladeshi Vaishnavas to the bank of the Ganga. And they had looked for a solitude place, a place in solitude. There they had installed a little deity of Lord Govinda and read the Bhagavatam. At one stage, they asked Mukunda to sing. And as Mukunda sung, the stones would melt. All the bhaktas of Navadvip, headed by Advaita, were attracted like bees when the honey glass is open. They somehow smelled or sensed, here is a great devotee. And they came to this place where Mukunda and the other devotees were, and they heard Mukunda's singing, and I have made notes of how it sounded. In ecstasy, they all cried, they danced, they laughed. Some fell down before Mukunda's feet, and everyone forgot the world. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was at that time known only as Nimai Pandit, also came, and he stood at the edge of the kirtan party of Mukunda. In his heart, he felt joy, and he almost couldn't maintain his composure. But externally, he pretended to be against Bhakti. And he called, "Hey Mukunda, O Mukunda, come." Mukunda stopped his kirtan, attracted to the golden complexion of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. You can see it here, so golden. And he came forward, and Nimai Pandit said, "Mukunda, tell me why you do this, and why don't you argue from the scriptures now and engage in logical debates, huh?" Said Mukunda, "This is very dry. We like to taste the nectar." Said Nimai Pandit, "In such and such scriptures, it is said that the bhaktas are useless sentimentalists." And he argued with Mukunda so much that after some time, Mukunda said, "I'm going, I'm leaving." And they all left the Vaishnavas. Mahaprabhu smiled. And he said to his associate, "Why do you think they flee from me?" The devotee who was with him, or the person who was with him, said, "I don't know." Gauranga Mahaprabhu was still in hiding, said, "Ah, but I know. The Vaishnavas know that they should not entangle themselves in useless arguments. But you know, one day I will act in such a way that all these Vaishnavas come to my door and beg for prema bhakti." And he smiled. And then he left that place. This is Mukunda. He knew nothing except the Bhagavatam and the kirtan of the Lord. But it is said, with those whom you love most, you sometimes set up lessons for the world. And therefore, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, on that night, when he revealed himself, said, "I don't want to see Mukunda." Srivas Thakur said, "My Lord, this is too much. He's the best. He's better than me." Gauranga said, "No." Srivas Thakur came back to Mukunda and said, "Somehow, Mukunda, this night the Lord is in a very heavy mood. He said he won't see you." And Mukunda's face changed. He became very determined. He said, "All right. If he doesn't want to see me, I also don't want to see me. What is the use of this life if the Supreme Lord does not glance on you? Tomorrow, No, today I will take my life by drowning myself in the Ganga. But before I do so, go to him and ask him this one question. Tell him it's a question of a man who's dying very soon. My question is, man, when the time come, he started to cry. The time come that the Lord will see me again. After 10 million births, I will see him. He started to jump to his feet and danced uncontrollable. And he said, I will see, I will see, I will see. My dear devotees, how patient are we? Sometimes when we don't have Prema Bhakti after 14 days. He said, I don't have faith any longer in the process. Look at Mukunda. He said, I will see. I will see. When Gauranga Mahaprabhu heard this, he started to smile. And he said, bring him here immediately. And the Vaishnavas came to Mukunda and said, Mukunda, Mukunda. But Mukunda couldn't hear any longer. He was so full of joy that he would see the Lord after 10 million births. He said, Mukunda, he wants to see you now. When Mukunda heard this, he was only slightly satisfied, not fully. Why was he only slightly satisfied and not fully satisfied? Listen. Listen very carefully, because now you will understand something. What is the secret of doing kirtan? He was held, you know, like Haridas Thakur couldn't walk very swiftly when he was old. He could see that very clearly. So then the Vaishnavas helped him. And when he saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he fell before him. When he rose, he saw Lord Chaitanya in his Ishvara Bhav as at the Lord. Then he said, my Lord, with these eyes, no one can see you. You can only be seen with eyes of bhakti. But I have no bhakti. I am devoid of bhakti. Why did this foul mouth with a tongue which is rotting between its teeth, because I'm just moving towards death, why did I not ask you for bhakti? Only with bhakti one can see. You appeared as a universal form before Duryodhana, but because he had no bhakti, this useless king could not see you. You appeared as your Narasimha avatar before Hiranyakashipu, the emperor of the universe. But because he had no bhakti, he attacked you with his sword and his mace. And he gave many examples of people who had seen the Lord, but because they had no bhakti, they had seen but not seen. They had looked, but overlooked. They had heard, but overheard. My dear devotees, don't pray for Krishna's darshan. Pray for bhakti. Because if you have no bhakti, he may stand right in front of you, but you will not see him. You will glance almost through him. You won't recognize him. Mukunda said, but look at the hunchbacked, ugly Kubja. But Krishna was before her and asked her for some sandalwood. She just smeared the Lord's body with sandalwood. She had bhakti. Therefore, she could recognize the Lord. She was not a king. She was not a beauty queen. She was, by all standards, a reject of society. But she had bhakti. Therefore, she could see you. And Mukunda gave many, many examples of people who seemed to be fallen, but who had bhakti in their heart. Then Mukunda wept and said, my Lord, give me bhakti. Give my useless heart a shower of your bhakti. Then only I will be able to sing your name. Then only I will see you. Without bhakti, I won't be able to relish your presence. Yes, my Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this. He felt slightly shy. But then he pronounced, what Mukunda said is correct. It is only through bhakti, it is only through devotion, it is only through devotional service that it is possible to actually recognize the Lord. My dear devotees, you must know that when we speak of bhakti, we speak of two things, not one thing. We speak of bhakti as an attainment, that is prema bhakti, full matured love of Godhead. But we also speak of bhakti as a way, you know, kirtan, for instance, or hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, or engaging in one of the other five processes of devotional service. Bhakti is the way, and bhakti is the goal. Bhakti as the way is devotional service which we render, and bhakti as the goal is prema bhakti, or bhava bhakti, fully matured love, or love which is just maturing. So in order to get the right eyes to perceive Krishna, we engage in bhakti as the way. We will now request Madhava Prabhu to come and guide us in this kirtan session, the evening kirtan session. We will be here for about 2 hours or so. Again, I request all of you, kindly take these 2 hours as therapeutic 2 hours. In these 2 hours, you should beg like Mukunda did for bhakti by engaging in the best process which has been revealed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Mukunda, the kirtan leader. You should engage in this process of bhakti with your heart and soul. And maybe when you leave this community hall, when you go through these gates, you will have a little bit more devotion in your heart. Maybe some of you will stumble and have symptoms of ecstasy. And when you arrive at your working place, you will dance on the table and say, "No worries, mate, sing with me, Hare Krishna," and so on. We wish that you will be rich and bhakti. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Mukunda Datta Prabhu ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Hare Krishna.